Budding Business on East Coast FM.
And just ahead of Budding Business, a text that says here, people should be vaccinated in their area. They shouldn't have to travel. I've heard of people from Greystones having to travel to the Aviva, which is ridiculous, with Shoreline on their doorstep. And of course, people from Wexford have been asked to go to the Aviva. Right. Our number here, 087-7711-103. Now, Lou and Belle Children's Boutique will host a week-long grand opening event at their new store on Theatre Lane in Greystones from Monday, the 17th of May, which is this Monday coming. It's founded by Wicklow mum of two, Ali Gibbons. Lou and Belle offers, I'm told, a unique range of keepsakes from sustainable wooden toys to beautiful interiors and organic clothing. How do you live up to that? Well, let's talk to the founder, Ali Gibbons. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Declan. How are you? Thank you so much. That was a lovely intro.
Good morning to you. Well, actually, Claire wrote that one. Thank her. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
But listen, that's not only a shop, but an ethos to live up to. So tell us more of the background.
Well, that's it. Absolutely. Well, I worked in the corporate world for, you know, kind of gone on 12 years, and I decided I always had a passion for, you know, finding beautiful things around the world. And I had my two little girls, and I had found lots of really unique items, like from heirloom dolls, beautiful linen-bound baby journals, you know, interior wall stickers, lots of different things. And I wanted to bring them all together under one umbrella, that is louandbelle.com, my little shop. And I've been online since September 2019. And I'm really passionate about independent retail, and I think there's been a massive resurgence, probably as you've seen, around supporting local.
Yes.
So I've opened my little shop on Theatre Lane, and we're open to click back this week, and then next week kind of a full opening, you know. So I'm really excited to actually bring it to a physical store where people can pop in, they can touch and feel things, you know, because online is great, but the feedback I get from a lot of people, I'd love to, you know, kind of come and see stuff.
Yeah, so you want people coming in, yeah. And you're in a good
exactly.
spot there in Theatre Lane as well, right in the heart of Greystone's fantastic spot.
Absolutely. I'm beside the Bear Paw Deli, who have the most amazing coffee and treats, so I'm in a great spot.
Well, listen, I mentioned about the ethos of it. So where did the idea begin?
Well, I suppose it began, as I said, when I had my own two daughters. So things like, you know, organic cotton clothing was very important, you know, for baby delicate skin. And I found a few brands that I particularly liked that I wanted to bring into the shop. I worked for Innocent Drinks for a long time, who have a very, you know, a good sustainability ethos and message, and all of that was very important to me. You know, everything from even our packaging is all eco-friendly, you know, and I love the idea of buying an item that could be loved and passed on to someone. So you're not this kind of, you know, fast fashion where, you know, wear that nice. Out after a few washes. So it's something that you can have and love it and then pass it down.
So the disposable world, you're railing against that, really?
Well, you know, I mean, look, there's a place for all sorts of different types of retail, but just, you know, I suppose I'm passionate about that thing around passing it on and enjoying items, you know, and having that longevity with clothing, particularly with clothing and that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So give us an idea of the range of items. As you look around the shop now, what do you see?
Well, I'm standing at the moment. I have some beautiful heirloom dolls looking at me that are really, really fabulous. I have, as I said, my linen-bound journals. They're really, really popular. So the idea is that you write down maybe little memories or stories for your child in your own handwriting, and then you pass that down to them for, you know, years to come. They can look back. I have a very popular one, 21 years, where you write a letter a year for your child until they're 21 and gift it to them on the 21st birthday. And as I said, I've got a big range of organic cotton clothing, from baby items all the way up to kind of 8 years of age. We stock the Frugi brand, which is very popular, and then a number of other brands as well. And I have a few new Irish brands launching in the summer as well, which I'm very excited about.
Great stuff. And nothing synthetic in the shop?
Well, as I said, I'm kind of into the organic fabric, so all of the clothing is organic cotton, or, you know, I even have rain jackets that are made from recycled plastic bottles, so, you know, there's a sustainable ethos there for sure.
That's brilliant. And how's it been so far? I mean, you were saying there, you know, that you started in 2019, and of course we had, you know, the big disruption, we call it, in 2020.
Yeah.
But, you know, has that stifled it a bit? I know the online is doing okay.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I was really lucky, actually, and I know COVID has been, you know, very difficult for some businesses, but I suppose being in the online space, where people were missing the births of new babies and, you know, special little birthdays and stuff, they wanted to send really nice kind of memorable gifts. And, you know, I was able to do that for them, send them from afar with a personalised note. I offer a baby gift box service, you know, where I gift wrap all my items and stuff and send them out. They would give me a note to put with it and it would go directly to the recipient. So for me, you know, the silver lining of COVID was that actually, you know, I saw growth within my business, which I was delighted about. And the longer term plan was always to have a shop. You know, as I said at the top, I mean, I'm really passionate about independent retail and keeping our main streets and our towns and villages alive. And I really think, you know, small independent retail is the lifeblood of that. So having the shop is, you know, really, you know, the cherry on top of the online. I'm really delighted to be here.
That's one thing that is absolutely gorgeous about Greystones is the individual shops as you walk down Trafalgar Road and just, you know, the small little independent shops and the coffee shops and things. Wonderful. And you're fitting in by the sound of it great. So these are items for a long time, for the long term. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm in good company, I have to say, in the community here, the business community in Greystones. You know, everyone's been really supportive. You know, starting out, there's always different questions and things, but, I've people I can, you know, always phone, and they've been really, really happy to help me, which has been fantastic.
Ali, the very best of luck. Lou and Bell. There you go. And it's right beside the theatre there, walking down the main street in Greystones. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Best of luck,
Thank
Lou.
You. Thank you. I really appreciate the support. Thank you, Declan. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Ali Gibbons there from Lou and Bell. Now, getlocal.ie is a new online shopping destination that is making it easier for shoppers to buy online from local businesses across Ireland. It was launched by Golden Pages. And, I'd forgotten about Golden Pages, but they're there, alive and well. We're joined by Barry Byrne, Sales Director at getlocal.ie. Hi, Barry.
How you doing, Declan? Happy Friday. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I'm sorry I forgot about Golden Pages when they sort of disappeared from the big directory that used to be in the hall and be piled upon last year's and the year before's. I sort of forgot about Golden Pages, but you're alive and well.
I'm deeply offended, Declan. Yeah, we used to do a yellow printed book, the 041 for the Wicklow area, many of your listeners will remember, and we used to, absolutely go out and put it on people's doorsteps towards the end of the summer. But we've not done that for about 5 years. We're completely different in a lot of ways now, but in some ways just the same. What we do now, obviously we still have goldenpages.ie, we're Ireland's largest website provider as well, but what we also do, and it's very much in common with what your previous guest was talking about, is we have a site called getlocal.ie, Declan, which is an online shopping platform. It allows small, medium-sized Irish retailers who are able to sell their products online to showcase what they've got, allow people to go there and search for products and services that are in their area. So even though we're miles away from doing the book, we haven't done it in 5 years, we're still very much about the same thing, which is trying to put the general public in touch with somebody to make a purchase, you know. So it's different, but it's the same.
Well, that's in a way is what we're trying to do here this morning during the restrictions, is give a shout out to businesses here in County Wicklow, because the big international conglomerates, you know, let them off. It's you know, we want to talk to real people in shops, real people who work in shops, real people who supply the goods to those shops. I mean, we just have to hold on to it, otherwise it'll be just be Amazon City, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%, Declan, 100%. Look, there is a place for Amazon, there is a place for Google, there is a place for all these giants, right, and these huge, massive international retailers. They're not going anywhere, they're not going to go away. But like you said, the lifeblood of our communities, the lifeblood where every euro spent goes back into the community, is those independent retailers. I couldn't agree with you more as regards Greystones. You were saying it to Alison there. You know, that it's the independent retailers up and down that street that define it, that make it a place to go, that you can browse and have a look around the boutiques and stuff like that. And really, that's who we're trying to showcase. The other guys, Declan, if we're honest about it, that the massive, you know, multinational retailers, they don't need our help, right? They don't need a leg up. What we're trying to do is to say, look, if you're a chemist, if you're a bicycle shop, if you're a music shop, whatever it is, you can get your products. You can put them up on a site called getlocal.ie. Declan can go on. He can search for a particular type of guitar. He finds it. Maybe he gets it from Wicklow. Maybe it's Leinster, but it might be somewhere in Ireland. But it's still a different form of local that's going to keep us going, you know, and keep the economy going.
And keep the money here in Ireland.